Sounds good. So tell me a little bit about this amazing project of yours. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Well, it's great. I discovered this guy, Robert Stigwood. I was poking around, wanting to do a film about the disco era and sort of poking around. And I kept coming across that very sort of kind of iconic RSO label with the hippo and the RSO that I remember as a kid being on all the albums that I had, but never knew anything. I didn't know the origin of it. I didn't know it stood for the Robert Stigwood Organization. And once I started to peel that onion, I discovered this guy who's also had managed some of my favorite acts like The Who and Cream and Clapton, and had been involved with Broadway and Jesus Christ Superstar and Grease and Saturday Night Fever. And so I thought, tell me more about this guy. So I wanted to jump into him, and I just thought he was a great vehicle for storytelling about the era. You know, he's responsible for kind of continuing the disco craze, for better or worse, after 78. And so I just thought, what a great character. I want to tell people about him.
And what was the most interesting thing that you discovered about him?
The most interesting thing, I just think it's the sum total of what he did from like 71 until 78. It was really the kind of the Herculean output he had, because he wasn't just a movie producer. He was producing hits for radio. He was producing hits for Broadway, and he was producing hits on Hollywood in Hollywood. And to me, like I said, it was just the breadth of the work and the absolute kind of red hot moment he found himself in, creatively and professionally. It's just kind of remarkable. So that, to me, as I said, was just the that that's what made me want to sort of dig in. I didn't find that much, you know, like he didn't leave. I was just talking to somebody else. Didn't leave a memoir. He left a very sort of, you know, closeted life. He was gay and to the public was closeted, but also was, I think, free to live his life once he'd made his fortune on his yacht in Bermuda with all the beautiful boys he wanted to be around. So his life was really kind of like, it's not, people don't know much about this period of his life. So I guess that was sort of surprising. Finding that footage was great. It was the first time anybody's ever seen that material. So yeah, I mean, he's an absolute goldmine. I think there's other films to be made about him too, about his early life, you know, focusing on his life in London as a manager of bands. Like, there's a lot there to still peel, I think.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about making this film?
I think one of the biggest challenges, to be honest, was the fact that I did it during COVID. And it was so hard to, it's an all archival film. So we're dealing with archive houses that were shutting down. Everybody was sort of slowing down, and not being able to be in the same room with my team. You know, it's a super collaborative effort, especially this kind of film, and not to be able to sit in the edit room with my longtime collaborator, Seth Bomsey, and my producers, just made it that much more challenging. I had creative decision not to shoot interviews on camera interviews for this. I wanted people to exist as they were in the moment, and so it had to be a sort of immersive experience. So that actually ended up being fortuitous because nobody wanted to sit for interviews anyways during COVID. So there were some advantages, but I would just say overall, I mean, every film is a challenge creatively, but just when you throw in the middle of a pandemic, it makes it that much harder.
Imagine it's got to be really challenging. I can't even imagine trying to do that, but you pulled it off, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And other than what you just told me, what else are you looking forward to everybody learning about about him and his film?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, he just to introduce the world to Robert Stigwood. Again, I think there's other films to be made about him, but he's just so in this moment. And it's not, you know, it's Robert. It's called Mr. Saturday Night because he was really the conductor who pulled all of these forces together to make this film. But there's another guy, Barry Gibb, who was also having a moment just at the moment that Robert was there. You know, in from 75 to 78, 79, Barry could not write a hit. He just and as somebody, I'm a musician, knowing how hard it is to write a great pop song, not only a pop song that your friends like, but that the world likes and is iconic. So I think those two guys meeting each other and sort of working together at that moment is something I think people should take away from it and just be sort of amazed. But, you know, ultimately I make a lot of films that are political and about heavy subjects and are dark and foreboding and scary and real. I wanted to entertain people on this. I love music. I love the shapers of culture in that way. And so I just want people to come away entertained. You know, it's like disco. The movie is not unlike disco. It's like an escape. Let people escape for a little bit and be told a story. It's a great yarn, I think.
So what's next for you? You have any other projects coming up?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of, well, I just finished a film on the life of the photographer Gordon Parks for HBO. It's called Choice of Weapons, which I'm really proud of. It's streaming on HBO Max now. And I'm doing another film for HBO. I've been tracking the Biden administration. So it's going to be a kind of crazy verite film. That'll be on HBO sometime in the spring. And I have some other things going on, but yeah, I'm busy.
Now, what do you prefer doing? Do you prefer doing music documentaries? Do you prefer doing political movies? What do you prefer doing?
I love doing a mixture of things because I have a short attention span. So I think I have an ability to take very complicated ideas in the political realm or, you know, just, you know, whatever heavy material and kind of shaping it in a way that I make it entertaining and digestible. And that's a real challenge. And I never get tired of that challenge. But I also love doing biographies, not unlike this. So I kind of like it all. You know, I have a lot of itches to scratch. So I'm very indulged at the moment, I'll say that.
Beautiful. Well, we are almost out of time, but I want to ask you to describe this new film in three words.
Oh, geez. Saturday Night Fever.
Beautiful. I love it. I can't wait to see the reaction to it. And I'm so, so proud of you, John. Like from the bottom of my heart, I'm proud.
Thank you, Sammy. I really appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to talk to you again about more of your films in the future.
Please do. I'm whenever you want, I'm here.
You're always welcome on my show. Thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks. Bye.